USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump gears up for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, as his team of A-list lawyers prepare his defense for the Senate impeachment trial in Washington set to get underway Tuesday. Before leaving, the president tweeting, "Crying Chuck Schumer is now asking for fairness, when he and the Democratic House members worked together to make sure I got zero fairness in the House. So, what else is new?" In USA News for Your Health, international airports in our country and airports around the world on alert as a deadly virus spreads from Wuhan, China. Thermal imaging scanners being used to check people coming from that area to see the temperature of their skin, as fever is a sign they could be sick. People in China being warned to avoid contact with live animals and to not eat raw or undercooked meats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Ahead of the impeachment trial starting in the Senate, Democrats running for president in 2020 busy campaigning on MLK Day. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who's still the front runner despite all sorts of issues surrounding his son Hunter's business dealings with China and Ukraine, campaigning in South Carolina. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are spending their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday by campaigning in South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump has undone the progress that was made during the Obama administration.
We have a president who embraces white supremacists, who rips families apart at the border. We have to defeat him, but we have no alternative. None.
According to the DHS, the Obama administration also separated illegal alien families at the U.S.-Mexico border on a case-by-case basis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Americans observing MLK Day with special ceremonies and parades across the country in honor of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
He did a lot for African Americans, so I'm here to support him. We have more freedom and stuff.
Oh, it means a lot. It means that we get a chance to show how we came up in the life of Martin Luther King. He stands for our freedom. He stands for a better life for us. And for everybody, not only the black, the white, everybody.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Dr. King's niece, Alveda King, remembers one of the civil rights icon's favorite quotes.
I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. So I really believe he would ask us to communicate without hatred, without fear, without rancor.
While Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983 after the signing of legislation by President Ronald Reagan, the movement to honor Dr. King's birthday had actually begun 15 years earlier, just days after his assassination in 1968. The first federal MLK holiday took effect on January 20th, 1986, though several states were still resistant to the idea. Some said King did not deserve his own holiday. Several southern states chose to include celebrations for various Confederate generals on that day as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.